Primary Manual 4, Book of Mormon, Lesson 16, Alma and Amulek in Prison. Purpose: to help the children develop faith in Jesus Christ so they will stand for the right. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Alma chapter 14, verse 1, through chapter 16, verse 10. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, Alma chapter 60, verse 13. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. An umbrella. C. Pictures 4-28, Alma and Amulek in Ammonihah, and 4-29, Alma and Amulek Walk Out of the Fallen Prison. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Show the children an umbrella, or pretend to have an umbrella, and a Book of Mormon. Ask how the two items might be similar. Help the children understand that an umbrella will not protect us from rain unless we open it and stand under it. Similarly, the Book of Mormon cannot increase our faith in Jesus Christ until we open it, prayerfully study it, and live its teachings. Invite the children to open their copies of the Book of Mormon and learn how two missionaries had enough faith to cause the walls of a prison to tumble to the ground. Scripture account. Teach the account of Alma and Amulek in prison from Alma chapter 14, verse 1, through chapter 16, verse 10. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Use the pictures at appropriate times. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Briefly review the story of Zeezrom from the last lesson. How did Zeezrom feel when he realized he had blinded the minds of the people? Alma chapter 14, verse 6. How did Zeezrom show he was sorry for his sins? Alma chapter 14, verse 7. How did the people treat him? Why do people sometimes persecute those who believe in Heavenly Father? What did the people of Ammonihah do to Zeezrom and those who believed Alma and Amulek? Alma chapter 14, verses 7 and 9. How would you feel if this happened to you? As the sorrowing Alma and Amulek watched the scriptures and the innocent wives and children burning, what did the Holy Ghost tell Alma? Alma chapter 14, verse 11. Why didn't Heavenly Father allow Alma to save the people from the fire? What happens to righteous people who die in defense of the truth? Alma chapter 60, verse 13. Help the children understand that sometimes righteous people have died for defending the truth. Why do you think Alma and Amulek were able to endure their awful persecutions? What can you do to try to gain the faith in Jesus Christ that Alma and Amulek had? How does standing for the right take courage? While Alma and Amulek were in prison, what were they given the power to do? Alma chapter 14, verses 25 through 28. Who gave them this power? Why do you think the people of the city ran away from Alma and Amulek? Alma chapter 14, verse 29. Why was Zeezrom sick with a burning fever? Alma chapter 15, verse 3. What made it possible for Zeezrom to be healed both physically and spiritually? Alma chapter 15, verses 6 through 8. How have you felt when you have done something wrong? How have you felt when you have repented? Be careful not to discuss matters that may embarrass the children. After he was healed and baptized, what did Zeezrom do? Alma chapter 15, verse 12. What are you doing now to share the gospel with others? How can you prepare to serve a full-time mission? What happened to Amulek because he was a missionary? Alma chapter 15, verse 16. What sacrifices do missionaries make today to go on a mission? What did Alma prophesy would happen to the people of Ammonihah if they refused to repent? Alma chapter 9, verse 18. How was this prophecy fulfilled? Alma chapter 15, verse 15, chapter 16, verses 2 through 3, and 9 through 10. What have you learned from the story of Alma and Amulek that will help you have faith in Jesus Christ and stand for the right? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Make copies of the Stand for the Right chart at the end of the lesson and give one to each child. Have the children draw lines that will connect each word on the left to a word on the right to make a statement that takes courage to do. Ask the children to stand when they are finished. When everyone is standing, ask them to sit down and choose a statement that they are willing to take a stand for. Give each child the opportunity to come to the front of the room and repeat their goal out loud while opening the umbrella and standing under it. Example, I will take a stand to never cheat. It is all right for several children to choose the same goal. Explain that the umbrella represents the teachings of Jesus Christ, which will protect us from Satan if we stand under them. Stand for the right. In the left-hand column, the words choose, tell, never, obey, respect, be, avoid, say, follow, study. In the right-hand column, prayers, property, kind, cheat, truth, swearing, right, commandments, scriptures, Jesus. 2. With the children, make a list on the chalkboard of things children can do to strengthen their faith in Jesus Christ. Ask each child to choose from the list one thing to do during the coming week. Have the children close their eyes and imagine themselves accomplishing their goals. Invite the children to tell you next week how well they succeeded. 3. Read the fourth article of faith and ask the children to identify how Zeezrom went through each of the steps listed. 4. Sing or read the words to Stand for the Right, Children's Songbook, page 159. Have the children stand when they sing the last phrase, and stand for the right. Conclusion. Testimony. Testify that as we obey the commandments, as Alma and Amulek did, our own faith in Jesus Christ will increase and we will have courage to stand for the right. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Alma chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. And Alma chapter 15, verses 1 through 13 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 16, Alma and Amulek in Prison, from Primary 4 Manual, Book of Mormon. Read by Michelle Visaraga.